Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Won't be here tomorrow or Friday. Big jobs on. Not for Valentine's weekend, but instead, giving a TED talk tomorrow at the TEDx event in Athlone. I'm not the only speaker. There is Aisling MacDonald. She founded Ireland's Fashion Week. Ciaran Mullooly, the MEP. Andrea Woods, very funny social media woman. So many more. DeanCrowTheatre.com if you're looking for tickets. I don't see any money from the tickets, so I have no shame in telling you where you can get the tickets.
It's exciting. So I think it's kicking off at 7 tomorrow evening. The doors are open from 6 though, so you can get yourself down nice and early to the Dean Crow Theatre, which is such a lovely venue. I've been to a couple of... I've seen Tommy Tiernan there. I've seen Oliver Callan there. I've seen plays there. It is just a lovely venue, and Dave is going to be taking over the stage, of course, when he gets up and chats. Remind us the topic.
What it means to be Irish.
So this is broad. Like, it's work to try and distill this down into, what, like 10 minutes?
10 minutes max.
Okay.
10 minutes isn't... It's a bit like the speed limit. You don't aim for it. It's just your guide. You got to keep under that.
Fair.
So expect about 8.5 minutes, 9 minutes max. It has taken some work. But if you were to get a talk and you had to fill 10 minutes, what would you be talking about?
Oh, now. So I have to get up on stage and I have to try and ramble on or put something together for nearly 10 minutes talking. I could probably do you a decent 5 to 6 minutes on why we need an organised campaign for pockets in women's clothing. I don't understand why it's not standard for like dresses and pants to come with pockets. And don't get me started on the fake pockets that are sometimes there for style purposes and not functionality.
How unusual is it for a woman to get pockets in their clothing?
I'd say it's bordering on the unusual. It's more common that you might get a lovely pair of like, they're called like cigarette style trousers, so kind of a thin leg on them.
Right.
And you might have the illusion of a pocket there where you'd expect one to be, but then when you actually try them on, there's no functional pocket there.
That is scandalous.
Yeah.
I say boo-hoo to the people who reckon equality has come on enough. The women don't even have pockets.
You do highlight it. If you find a dress that has pockets, it is the first thing that you tell everyone about if they compliment you on it.
What other topic do you have 10 minutes in you on?
Why tea is a better drink than coffee. I think I could do you a decent spiel on that.
Is there 10 minutes in you?
Look, I could go through how comforting tea is, the best way to take it, obviously that stronger tea is superior to weak tea, how tea drinkers don't have the same level of ideas about themselves as coffee drinkers do, just overall a superior drink. If you gave me a bit of time to prep, I reckon I could come up with 10 minutes.
We're not asking you to make a speech, get up on stage, but if you had to, one topic that you're passionate about, that you know enough about, what could you give us 10 minutes on? I have 10 minutes in me why phone calls should be outlawed and why Snapchat is the best method of communication. Hi, Chloe.
Chloe, I don't agree. I'm sorry. I'd be up there challenging you straight away. If you have a poor memory, Snapchat is a terrible form of communication because you can't refer back and see what was sent.
Well, that is probably the biggest plus to the many people who say Snapchat is the only way you should contact me, so we have no records of ever contacting each other.
Are you afraid of being sued? Why are you living in this world of fear?
Hi, James. I could speak for 20 minutes on why every single local GP in the country should have online bookable slots. Why not in 2026?
It is very hit and miss, isn't it? I know there are certain ones that you can go online, it's possible to pick your date, and then others...
There
it's
is
like,
ones.
Yes, I do know of one. It's not my personal one.
Just one.
But yeah, that's the only one I know of. But the one I actually go to myself, no, you're going through the battle of the phone lines every morning just waiting to see will they be able to answer you.
Hi, Ian. If you want me to make a speech on why the worst drivers drive silver or grey cars...
Oh, God.
Hook me up. Now, that's a theory I've never heard before.
I mean, we have chatted before about worst drivers, what cars, but that was very much focused on makes and models.
Correct.
We didn't go down the colour side of things. So, sorry, he's saying silver or grey?
Silver grey, which basically
the same, yeah.
Same thing,
yeah.
Same shades. They're the worst drivers. Now, that's a theory. I would buy a ticket to listen and listen out. Why do you think that is?
I really need to know the science behind this, what you're basing it on. But in general, if you had to be able to talk for in around 10 minutes. What would you be chatting about?
Worst drivers, what colour of car? Now that's something worth exploring.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.